This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
For atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, I want to throw this at you really quick here, and I want you to listen carefully. This is the number six president of the United States of America. His name was John Quincy Adams. Listen carefully. We have the 4th of July coming up. Independence Day. Just listen to that word. Define independence. Go ahead, look it up, and you'll understand exactly what the 4th of July was all about. Listen to what he said. This is John Quincy Adams. Why is it that next to the birthday of the Savior of the world, your most joyous and most venerated festival returns on this day, the 4th of July? Is it not then, in the chain of human events, the birthday of the nation is indissolubly linked with the birthday of the Savior? Wow, isn't that interesting, man, how he brought it to the Christ and what it was about? This is the sixth president of the United States of America, son to that of the second president of the United States of America. Folks, why did we separate from Great Britain? That's what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes. Why did we separate from Great Britain? And that's all you really have to do to find the answer is, again, read the Declaration of Independence. Most people say on the 4th of July, Independence Day is that we separated because of taxation without representation. See, this is what took place in the turn of events in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s in this country. What happened is that new historians began to rewrite history through, guess what, friends? The textbooks. Yep, go to the education system. Same thing they're doing today. That's why you're seeing a division that the media is trying to create, along with the useful idiots known as the parents, the 86% of those that call themselves Christians, patriots, and or conservatives that are sending their kids to be illegally indoctrinated by public schools in the first place, which is a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. But as long as you let them do that, they're going to do that. And guess what, friends? They're doing that. And they've been doing that for a long time in this country. And they have been allowing historians to begin to rewrite history. Why they call them historians, I have no idea. Revisionist is more like it. But what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes is, why did we separate from Great Britain in the first place? And I want to expunge and expose the lie. I always tell you what the problem is, America, but I always give you the answer. And I always point my finger back the way that the prophets of old, which is still applicable today, where they point the finger at the problem solver, the Christ, Jesus, our Lord. Amen? If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing? They'd say, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. Before we get to that, I want to talk about what is, again, going on in the United States of America. Don't get all down on me about telling you about what's going on in your country. I just want you to notice that. That it's not me. I'm just giving you information that the state-controlled narrative wants through omission fail to give you. I want to give you the answers, okay? But again, I got to show you the problems. So if you get mad, don't get mad at me. Get mad at yourselves for tolerating these headlines on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. You ready for this? Listen carefully. Here's your Supreme Court. A federal district court has reopened the case of a Navy veteran and an intersex person, Dana Zim, seeking a passport from the Department of State that would let Zim's gender as neither male nor female. Can you see where this is going? It's going the direction that I warned you of 6 years ago. The minute you begin to advocate and open the doors concerning the things that God calls an abomination, you're opening the doors to criminal activity, criminal mindsets, and that's exactly what you're seeing. The very definition of what a reprobate will do. A man that wants to be neither man or woman, and he wants a passport, and for some reason the federal district judge reopened the case, and you can rest assured, friends, it's going to go to that clarifier sitting, the fox in the chicken coop, sitting in the Supreme Court, who's never judged a day in her life, sitting right next to the internationalist Sotomayor. In Bradley, well, who can I possibly be talking about? The fox in the chicken coop concerning he who sits there and tries to queerify Harvard and, of course, perverts law to mean what they want it to mean. Alina Kagan. This is what your courts are busy doing, friends. Perverting law. Tearing it down. Legislating policy in place of law. When in fact, again, the policy follows the law, not the other way around. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. James O'Keefe explains the media's real fake news is how they obfuscate reality. Of course, that's exactly what they're trying to do. They want you to get to the point where you accept everything. You're desensitized to the truth. You'll accept the lie. And they want you to get to the point, friends, that you just, again, throw your hands up in the air and say there's nothing we can do about it. That's where they want to bring you. When, in fact, if you would just simply enforce the law against these people, you wouldn't have headlines like this in the United States of America even today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Do you guys all remember the Muslim jihadi who murdered Lee Rigby in England? Remember he took a machete and started stabbing away at him? Until he died, until he bled out America. Do you know that he's in prison today recruiting jihadis? Man, these systems, folks. And don't tell me these people that are actually allowing these things to happen in the correctional institutions in England don't know exactly what they're breeding. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Remember the Muslim jihadi who murdered Lee Rigby? He's now recruiting jihadis in prison. That's headline news. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We just highlighted this yesterday. The FBI agent who shot at Lavoie Finicum enters a not guilty plea. And if you've taken time, friends, by the way, to go ahead and look at that film, you would be indignant concerning what you would call the FBI today. They ran him down and they shot him down like a dog in the street. A disarmed man. But the FBI agent who took a shot at Lavoie Finicum, by the way, Lavoie Finicum is now passed. He was shot dead by your government with the approval of the Oregon governor. Yesterday reported the fact that an indictment has been handed down against an FBI agent who took a shot at Lavoie Finicum on January 26th of 2016. He claims he's not guilty. No, I know. It sounds like a daily politician, friends. They have the smoking gun in hand. The American people see who the guilty party is. But because of their compassion, as they would call it, it's stupidity. Because of their compassion and mercy, they allow these individuals to go ahead and do what they're doing when it is, in fact, all-purposed. Let's get rid of the law and let the tyrants rule. The rule of the jungle is what it's called, America. Talking about headlines on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to take a quick break. By the way, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. You have Bradley Dean with you. You for the next three.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob Ellis, owner and operator of AmericanClarion.com. Bradley Dean is one of our newest contributors at American Clarion, and his columns are some of our biggest hit generators. Bradley is a warrior when it comes to speaking the truth unapologetically and with an appeal that people should embrace what's right.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, you know the routine, listener. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. And or if you'd like to go to our Twitter account for what it's worth, literally for what it's worth, friends, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and Bradley Dean, yours truly, do keep in mind we're trying to get a lot of information out there. So if you're trying to figure out why I haven't taken a breath yet, that's why. It's how devoted I am to God and man, friends. Sincerely. If anybody was to actually film the way that we operate as a ministry, they would say, guys, you got to relax a little bit. It's like, no, we have a country to fight for. We have souls that need to be given the truth, and they need to respond to heaven. That's my job. You know, Jesus said, follow me, and I'll make you to become fishers of men. And so it is. I mean, that's just, it goes hand in glove. They're not one outside of another. No, we're written epistles for all men to read, and we want people to see and know the Christ as they find their faith, not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Why? Because it tells us in the book of Hebrews, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. And the good part about that, friends, is Jesus looked to his disciples. And he said to him, after his resurrection, he said to him, look at my hands and my feet. And then he blew the Holy Ghost upon them. He showed them the price of redemption, understanding the power of God unto salvation. He blows the Holy Ghost on them, and he says to them, as the Father sent me, now I send you. But keep in mind, before that, he told the disciples, greater works will you do than I did, because I go unto my Father. This is all scripture, friends. And it's interesting to note, and it's, as a matter of fact, let it bear witness of the fruit of this ministry. It's what I live on a daily basis. It's who I follow on a daily basis. And I hope by the power of the Holy Ghost, you look at me and find my failures. Well, praise God for the blood of the Lamb. And thank you for the grace of God, because I'm not the one that you're to look to. It's the Christ that you're to look to, and it's the Christ that you are to follow. You are not called to follow man or a pastor or a priest. You are to follow the living Christ, the resurrection and the life. Again, his name is Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation. Read John 14:6 when you get a moment. Let's go back over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm giving you headlines again. If it's bad news, it's bad news because the American people leave undone those that are committing the crimes. CNN is dead. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Network loses all credibility as producer admits that the entire Russian narrative is fake news. Friends, I told you from the get-go it was fake news. They were using it for diversion. A sleight of hand. You know, look at what we're doing over here, but forget about what we're doing over there. That's all this is about. And these are grown-ups playing with the freedoms in which have been bestowed upon you through the sacrifice of hundreds of thousands of our veterans. You know, out of gratitude, America, why would you have to be told to deal with crime? Because if you understand the price paid for our redemption, both in the natural and in the spiritual, first the spiritual, then the natural, I don't need to tell you what you should be doing. What you should be doing is dealing with every one of these networks in a lawful manner, because every one of these networks, friends, MSNBC, CNBC, CNN, I mean, the list goes on. The state-controlled narrative, folks, is criminal. And it's not a dereliction of duty. It's purposed as to what they're doing, America. Do not doubt what I'm telling you right now. It's a fact. They are criminal, and they need to be held accountable. I do know that a couple of years back, the president from CNN, when things were getting hot and we were turning the lights up on these criminals, I know that the CNN president, former president, actually retired because of the CNN's ratings were so low. And they are low. They're, folks, they can't get lower than a snake's belly, can they? And the fact of the matter is that's how low they really are. And we need to deal with the state-controlled narrative. Folks, they have been used to bully everybody into submission. You need to understand that there are paid provocateurs that go in and stir up situations with the media right on their tail, all working together, friends, to attempt to silence anybody that speaks out against the crimes and the lawless activities that they are promulgating and perpetuating on a daily basis. And again, I want you to understand that this isn't just happening, America. What needs to happen is your enemy needs to be put in check, and they need to be put behind bars where they rightly belong. And again, I'm not saying that it's some idle threat. Hey, if it was you or I doing it, friends, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And the fact of the matter is they don't have a free pass to go ahead and do what they will when they want to and set jihads, destroy lives, to commit the act of libel or defamation at will, or could blatantly lie about the things that are going on in this country. They need to be held accountable. And when they assail you, then deal with them, friends. When they assail you, deal with them. Let them feel your steel. Let those communists feel your steel, America. I want to interject this thought. Did you know that Amber Lyon, who used to be an award-winning journalist who worked for CNN, said she was ordered, this is back in the 90s, she says she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration, construct stories in specific manners while working for CNN. CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. Speaking of the administration during that time, she was highlighting the crimes of Barack Hussein Obama, that foreign sodomites activities within and without. She said that Obama's administration pays for CNN content. Of course it is. Of course, friends. Of course. And remember what Dr. Udo Ulfkott, who lost his life this year for exposing the truth concerning the crimes of the media, Dr. Udo Ulfkott, German editor and journalist, passed, said, the entire mainstream media is totally fake. Of course it is. They're taught to lie, to betray the people, and not to tell the truth to the public. That is called crime in America. This is criminal activity, America. They are taught to lie. The useful idiots that call themselves anchors and journalists. Look up the definition and you'll know the difference. They're taught to lie, betray the people, and not to tell the truth to the public. Dr. Udo Ulfkott ended with, the CIA gets control of all of the majority of journalists and to follow in close pursuit on his heels, right out of the horse's mouth, William Casey, CIA director under none other than Ronald Reagan, you know, the good guy we've been told about, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is totally and completely false. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. If you read the Word of God and you read your founding documents, you'll know who's doing the lying. And you'll know your duty as to who you need to deal with, America. And by the way, I got a picture of William Casey right here, former CIA director, with a big laugh and smile on his face, laughing at the American people that think that he's a joke, when in fact he knows all the well that the joke is on you, America, for tolerating his crimes. Just think about that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll highlight a couple more, and then we'll get over to our topic in just a moment here. Hey, folks, there's an article on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and I just want you to see through this, listeners, especially those that have listened to the show time and time again. Here they're using the word leftist again. No, we're talking about criminals here. Criminals promise to desecrate graves at 154th Gettysburg anniversary. Now, keep in mind, folks, that the Civil War was all conjured up by your government. And at length it happened because the people on the North and in the South failed to take heed to the Word of God concerning what they should do and what they shouldn't do. And I know many people, love them or hate them, friends, love to highlight, I've been there before, I've been to Gettysburg, and it's interesting how they want to rewrite history. You do need to keep in mind that history is written by men who hung heroes, but the history that your current government wants you to be left with is that Abraham Lincoln was the good guy. He was the one that came in with that great proclamation. And he was the hero that did and brought forth the abolition of slavery, when in fact he was just as guilty his side was as the South was. I mean, folks, you want the definition of a tyrant back then, go ahead and look to Abraham Lincoln. Love him or hate him, at least do yourself a favor and judge what he did during the time that was allotted unto him. Now, I will give him this. At the end of his life, towards the end of his life, his son was 12 years old. He died. I believe that took its toll on Abraham Lincoln. And I hope that he found salvation. But I do want to tell you that a whole lot of our brothers and our sisters, friends, died fighting a war that didn't need to take place in this country, namely the Civil War. Well, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We got the 4th of July, Independence Day, coming up on us over the weekend here. And interestingly enough, going back to the 6th President of the United States of America, Mr. John Quincy Adams, he's the one that was responsible for saying this. Why is that? Next to the birthday of the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, Savior from our sin, Matthew 1:21, your most joyous and most venerated festival returns on this day, the 4th of July. Is it not that in the chain of human events, the birthday of the nation is indissolubly linked with the birthday of the Savior? Jesus Christ. Now, why would he say something like that? Now, before I get to what I want to highlight here, we're going to be talking about Ben Franklin real quick and Thomas Jefferson. And I just want to highlight the fact we have a revised understanding of who Mr. Ben Franklin was as well. So let me just give you a couple pointers on Ben Franklin. He was the governor of Pennsylvania. He issued statewide prayer proclamations. He recommended Christianity in the public schools. Benjamin boosted church attendance within his local congregations. Benjamin also called for the establishment of chaplains and daily prayer at the Constitutional Convention. These are the documented actions of one of the least religious founders, or so you were told. Going over to Thomas Jefferson, by the way, these were both architects of the Declaration of Independence, And going over to Thomas Jefferson, people love to continuously bring about, out of context, some of the things that Thomas Jefferson was responsible for. He was the guy, so we're told by the likes of the ACLU, the Communist Organization, and other communist organizations within that have been permitted for years to remain in America, as the one that said there's lines between church and state. Now, I want you to listen to this really carefully. The famous separation of church and state, which has today become so familiar, was taken from the exchange of letters between President, the third president, Thomas Jefferson, and the Baptist Association of Danbury, Connecticut, shortly after Jefferson became the president. This is what the letter said. The Baptists wrote a letter of praise to Jefferson, letting them know how happy they were that he has now become the president. In the same letter, they also expressed to Jefferson their grave concern over the entire concept of the First Amendment, including its guarantee for the free exercise of religion under the umbrella of the Christian faith. Therefore, Thomas Jefferson wrote the Danbury Baptists a letter ensuring them that he had no intention of allowing government to limit, restrict, regulate, or interfere with the public Christian practices. He believed, along with the other founders, that the First Amendment had been enacted only to prevent the federal establishment of a national denomination, and that man had natural rights given unto him by God. So therefore, by definition, natural rights was a legal term used in the day, stating that which the books of the law and the gospel do contain. It's interesting how they just left that bit of important information out. And of course, you know that it was omitted, not by chance, but purposed. So clearly did Jefferson understand the source of America's inalienable God-given rights, that he even doubted whether America could survive if we ever lost that knowledge. As a matter of fact, Thomas Jefferson queried, can the liberties of a nation be thought secure if we have lost the only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are the gift of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that they are not to be violated but with his wrath? And to back up this sobering quote, while president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson was also made president of the Washington public school system, in which he placed the Bible in Isaac Watts' hymnals as the two primary reading textbooks. So next time you hear lines between church and state, it's completely turned on its head, friends. Why all of a sudden was Christianity, why was it not under attack all the way up until 1962? And then let me ask you the next question. Who did the attacking? It wasn't a foreign enemy. It was Supreme Court justices. It was organizations like the ACLU that came about, and the media right along with them, to overturn and turn upside down the very definition and meaning. Why was it okay all the way up until 1962? Why were Bible courses taught in the United States of America, folks, and why was it required? I have the books here. Why was it required to actually pass Bible courses before you could graduate public schools in this country? Why was George Washington's farewell address mandatory to read for kids before they could actually graduate high school in this country, when he said religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society? Speaking of Christianity, religion under the umbrella of the Christian faith. Why all of a sudden is that all up on its head? Because the people tolerated it. That's why. If you go over to Thomas Jefferson, just highlighting this a little bit more, I love destroying the lies, just like Gideon was set to destroy the lies by the Holy Ghost and the anointing. Read Isaiah 10 when you get a moment. Tear down your father's altars. And also read Gideon's book in Judges 6. Thomas Jefferson worked extensively for Christian liberty. Jefferson's request upon his headstone, I've been there three times, I have the hat and the t-shirt, and it says above his head, author, the Statue of Virginia for Religious Freedom. Okay? Jefferson helped found the Bible, the Virginia Bible Society, and it was a substantial financial contributor. And by the way, going back to Ben Franklin, he was also a substantial financial contributor to George Whitefield, the great awakening preacher during the time of the Revolution. Just wanted to let you know. And it was also the Black Robe Regiment that was feared by the tyrant across the pond, King George III, that was in support of what our forefathers established in which we have today, 240 years later. Thomas Jefferson had a long history of working with missionaries, specifically those bringing Christianity to the Native Americans. And to that end, Jefferson, opposite of what you've been taught today, America, to that end, Jefferson took two different Bibles from the White House and created a condensed version of the Gospels, not excluding miracles, but taking out redundancies. This was a shortened work titled by Jefferson, is listen carefully, The Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth. Not the way that it's been retitled today, the Jefferson Bible. The Jefferson Bible is what you have been told about. Look what he did. He took out all the miracles. He took out all of the morality. He took out all of what Christ did. No, he did not. He condensed it and did just the exact opposite of what you've been told today by the revisionists. As a matter of fact, the work was then reprinted and given to the members of Congress upon taking office, a 50-year tradition that carried it into the 20th century. His book, The Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth, not the Jefferson Bible. Notice that. You know, you even hear, by the way, Muslims talking, well, Thomas Jefferson established freedom of religion. That doesn't apply to those that mean to upend our sovereignty, to establish a foreign government. Hey, listen, if your God is God, then go back to where you came from. How does that work out for you? I mean, these people, they come to America and they want help and then they get it. And then the first thing they do is they try to topple the government. How does that work out, America? It doesn't. And that is the history of the very Muslims that I'm talking about that Thomas Jefferson fought against. For those that haven't taken the time to do their homework. See, when we're talking about God, we're talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of the Mosaic Institution. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jefferson's Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth is filled with accounts of miracles, raising the dead, healing lepers, multiplying food for thousands, heaven, hell, the resurrection, and the Son of God. And I end with this so we can get to our topic here, but you needed to have that as your premise going forward. Distorting American history, friends, is a deliberate lie, and these people need to be held accountable. And if you see this sort of misinformation being thrown and indoctrination being thrown in your school books, rest assured, friends, you have a for sure win lawsuit concerning that school district. If you need help, don't be afraid to call me. 1-866-233-0747. That's the office number. 1-866-233-0747. Hey, folks, is the atheist of today under a different set of rules and laws than that of the American people? Because it seems like what you call the left, they have their own special set of policies that work against who we are and those that are under law. I mean, how embarrassing, America, really. How embarrassing for what has been tolerated in this country sickens me to the core, America. It really does. Doing live radio. Live radio, just got a thought here and I want to pull this up really quick. Before we start rocking this. Maybe what we'll do is we'll just hold over until the next show before I highlight some of this stuff. I need to do a little more due diligence before I bring this thought out, please. And if I can get it to pop up here in the sense of... Yeah, listen to this. Thomas Jefferson said the legitimate powers of government extended to such acts only as are injurious to others. We'll just get to that. I'll see if I can pull something up really quick, but it's important, my thought. And then we're going to go back to the original statement that we talked about concerning the 4th of July. We got live radio, too, for 2 hours tomorrow. Don't fail to join us, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. And again, folks, if you'd like to call in, last segment coming up, 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just one quick quote by Thomas Jefferson. For those that think that Thomas Jefferson was all about advancing and advocating for the Muslims, you are incorrect. If that was the case, then why didn't he establish Sharia law? Of course he didn't. Listen to what he said. This is Thomas Jefferson. Islam was founded on the laws of their prophet, that it was written in their Quran that all nations who should not have acknowledged their authority, they were sinners. That it was their right and duty to make war upon them wherever they could be found, and to make slaves of all they could take as prisoners, and that every Muslim who should be slain in battle was sure to go to paradise. It's absolutely bewildering to me that these people have been convinced to do the biddings of those that mean to rule the roost. If those that mean to rule the roost, those that are preaching to these useful idiots that believe that they go out and kill and plunder other nations, they'll go to paradise, then if that was the case, then why isn't it the tyrants didn't do it first? Come on, let's think about it. All right, let's get to this. And by the way, I'll pick up this topic tomorrow. Why is it that our 13 colonies, along with 56 signers and less than 3% of the population, separated from Great Britain? I shared with you the other day that there was the taxation without representation was only, actually it was 27 grievances given and were lesser reasons, but it was 17 of the 27, not 21, forgive me. 17 out of 27 reasons given. Greater grievances during that time was, tell me if this sounds familiar, friends, if it sounds familiar. Greater grievances 11 times more. This was the reason that our forefathers broke off from the tyrant King George III. Abuse of representative powers. Is this what you're seeing today, America? Absolutely. Abuse of military powers 7 times more often. Are we seeing this in foreign countries? Look at the crimes being committed. They're atrocious, friends. Abuse of judicial powers 4 times more often. This is why our forefathers threw off the tyrant across the pond named King George. They were responsible, that corrupt government was, for stirring up domestic insurrections 2 times more often. It wasn't the people, it was the government creating their own political enemies. Military power above civilian power. And again, taxation without representation was 17 out of 27. As a matter of fact, it was given very little emphasis in the Declaration of Independence. But why is it so highlighted and brought to the forefront today, America? Because again, as I shared during the first segment, during the 20s, 30s, and 40s, the revisionists began to rewrite history. That's what revisionists do through the textbooks. And money became the focus of the study rather than living for what men died for. You know, we're to live unto him who died for us, 2 Corinthians 5:15, right? Greater love is no man than this, John 15:13. And then we look at God's display that he does practice what he preached. Of course, I speak as a man, but here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a sacrifice or a propitiation for our sins. So what has become of the reason we are where we're at today? You know, Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence with 4 other guys. And when you look at the Declaration of Independence, we can see what he established. Do you know that, again, and I've shared this with you in the past too, but it's important that you hear it. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history, America. 240 some years later, here we are. Speaking about Independence Day, the 4th of July. Did you know that when you go back about, well, we can talk about a little political instability. Let's look to the French. Did you know that after the Revolution, over 10 years after American Revolution, that they are now into their 15th Constitution? America, you're still into your first. Why? Brazil's into their 7th Constitution since 1822. Poland's into their 6th constitution since 1921. Afghanistan's into their 5th constitution since 1923. And Russia's into their 4th constitution since 1918. Reiterating the point, America has the longest standing constitution in the history of mankind. Let's take that to modern history. And if you go to the sources found from the founding eras, over 15,000 writings analyzed. This was a study done in a college in Houston. 15,000 writings were analyzed, 3,154 quotations and sources. Bible is to be found most quoted by our founding forefathers, of course. And 34% of documented quotes were from the Bible. And to further solidify the point, let me take it a little bit further and show you your laws. America, only to further solidify the point that we're established on the Mosaic Institution. Separation of powers came directly from Jeremiah 17:9. Immigration laws came directly from Leviticus 19:34. President must be natural born citizen is found directly in the book of the law, the Decalogue, the 5 books of Moses, Deuteronomy 17:15. No wonder why the foreign sodomite criminal Barack Hussein Obama was attacking scripture. How'd that work out for him? Ooh, and I'm talking about eternally. It could be in the present as well. If we loved God enough and we loved our freedoms enough, we would deal with these criminals at hand. Witness and capital punishment came directly from Deuteronomy 17:6. Folks, is it against the law to kill? Yeah. Is there separations of powers? Yes, we have 3 branches. Do we have immigration laws? Yeah, this all came from the Bible. Witness and capital punishment? Hey, folks, it's an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a blow for a blow, a wound for a wound, right? If you don't want to do the time, then don't do the crime. You know the consequence? See, that's not what has been enforced, and that's not what's been taught in this country, is the fear of the Lord, where men depart from iniquity. No, they're actually teaching them to do the opposite today. Three branches of government, Isaiah 33:22. Go to Washington, D.C. You'll see much of this inscripted on the walls. Tax exemption for churches, Ezra 7:24. By the way, churches are non-taxable. If you look at the publication, IRS publication 557, you'll see right in the front cover, they're non-taxable. Republicanism. Exodus 18:21. We're ruled by law, not by opinion. Now let me go back, for the short time that I have left, and go back to the father of John Quincy Adams. Speaking of the 4th of July once again, remember, he was the guy that just told us, well, he's not here to tell us anymore, but I am. Why is it that next to the birthday of the Savior of the world, your most joyous and most venerated festival returns on this day, the 4th of July? Because that was the day of proclamation concerning our independence from a tyrant. He said, is not that in the chain of human events, the birthday of the nation is indissolubly linked with the birthday of the Savior? I mean, look at the emphasis placed on the Christ continuously. The guy used to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, friends, John Quincy Adams, and he had to read the Bible for 2 hours before he got about work. John Adams, the father of John Quincy Adams, said that the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. Now, I will avow that I then believed and now believe that those general principles of Christianity, the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence, were as eternal and immutable, unchangeable, friends, as the existence and attributes of God himself. The Word of God will endure forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, America. His Word is going nowhere. He is going nowhere. He is on the throne. And he's looking to the church to respond, to prove who he is to this world, because he is who he says he is. And we believe it, and that settles it. One more point. In 1854, the U.S. Congress had the people during the Revolution had a suspicion of any attempt to war against Christianity, that revolution would have been strangled in its cradle. And at the time of the adoption of the Constitution and the amendments, the universal sentiment was that Christianity should be encouraged, but not any one denomination, like Catholics over the Lutherans, or the Lutherans over the Presbyterians, or the Presbyterians over the Wesleyan, and so on and so forth. He said, in this age, there can be no substitute for Christianity. That was the religion of the founders of our republic, and they expected it to remain the religion of their descendants. That's us. And what am I talking about right now? The awesomeness of what I'm doing right now is the fact that we are here over 240 years later, and I'm still talking about what they established. Now we just need to practice what we preach. We have the 4th of July coming up. Let's begin to educate people as to what Independence Day is all about. It's teaching our posterity, friends, not to put up with corruption in government. That's exactly what it's all about, and you need to know that's what it's all about. And I also wanted to tell you that if you want to take some time and read not just the Declaration of Independence, but also the end of the Constitution, you'll find out where it talks about in the year of our Lord. Wow! Really, Brad? Really? I love it. This is why I get so few phone calls, friends, because I'm right and they're wrong. I'm right and they're wrong. Let me say it again so you all understand who I'm pointing my finger to. He's right. And we need to get it right by following the Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.